Today, Home State View of American billionaire, hedge fund manager, philanthropist, environmentalist, liberal activist, fundraiser, and 2020 Democratic Presidential Party candidate Tom Steyer. Joining us to do that, Carla Marinucci, senior writer for Politico's California Playbook. She's been consistently named one of California's leading political writers and top political bloggers. Carla, welcome to the program.
Hey, Ben. Good to be with you.
Great to have you, because you are have been named consistently one of California's leading political writers, top political bloggers. What an honor to have you on. You've covered Tom Steyer for years, I understand.
That's right. I mean, first of all, it's an honor to be here. But yes, Tom Steyer, his whole presidential campaign is very interesting to us in California, because he's been describing himself as an outsider in the presidential race. But we in California know that he's been involved in politics here for almost a decade. Been a figure, an activist, and a very big donor.
All right.
To a lot of California measures, so no outsider here in California.
Right. So Tom Steyer's a new name to us here in Iowa, most of us here in Iowa, and to the rest of the nation. Tell us a little bit. Give us a sort of a nutshell view of his rise to prominence and wealth, and then his transformation to an activist in politics.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Steyer has been involved in finance, since the 1980s, when he founded a Farallon Capital. That's an investment firm, and where he's made a ton of money. He has also had some investments with that firm that have come back to haunt him since, in terms of coal, in terms of private prisons. Since making that money, he and his wife, Kat Taylor, have been huge philanthropists in all kinds of areas. They've given $40 million to Stanford University alone. That's his alma mater. But he's really been involved. One of his passions from the beginning has been the issue of climate change and environmental issues. That's when he's gotten involved in ballot measures going back to 2010 in California, when he combined with former Secretary of State George Shultz in trying to beat back efforts by oil industries to what he said was weaken California's environmental laws. And since then, he's been somebody who's been out there in California politics, putting his money in a whole variety of ballot measures, many of them involved in climate change. But he's also been interested in things like campaign finance reform, taxation issues, educational issues. And I have to say, Ben, in the beginning, when we first saw Tom Steyer come on the scene, he was a very wonky businessman. His speeches were very stilted. He was not a guy you would think would be ever interested in running for president. But he's been bitten by the bug, I think, in his many years in activism and California ballot measures. There were strong rumors that he was going to run for governor at one point. Also, very strong rumors that he might challenge Dianne Feinstein in her last run in 2018. He decided not to do that, and I think that's maybe one of the reasons why now he's decided he has to make some kind of stand in politics. This has been a long developing interest in his, and I think we have seen with his need to impeach campaign in the last couple of years, that's where it seems like he has really honed this interest in politics, in national politics, in a big way.
Right. Talk about that, because all of the Democratic candidates are, of course, very critical of President Trump, but Steyer has a unique take on it.
Yeah, his Need to Impeach campaign has taken him around the country. He has done more than 50 town halls, and he has amassed a mailing list of more than 8 million people who have signed those petitions. And the Steyer effort has used those names to kind of track voters, to reach out to them, and he did it very effectively in the 2018 midterms. In terms of trying to approach voters, trying to reach out to them, and trying to push that Democratic blue wave. And a lot of people say he was very successful. Tom Steyer has donated to and has supported huge efforts at voter registration, particularly with regard to millennial voters. So a lot of people give him credit for helping to push the blue wave and helping Democrats take back the House. In California alone, he was involved in races, seven races in which Democrats flipped from Democratic to Republican. Those were critical races. So, Tom's efforts have taken him around the country. But on the issue of impeachment, his Need to Impeach campaign has really put him out there in a very big way in front of a lot of Democrats in many states all over the country, and that's where I think he has sort of honed what has become his stump speech in the presidential race. He has turned from a wonky business speaker into a sort of fiery or more fiery presidential candidate because of that Need to Impeach campaign. I think that was the big difference.
Carla, talk a little bit about, we're in this series, we're asking about the candidates' teams, the people they like to surround themselves with. You mentioned Kat Taylor, his wife. Tell us a little bit more about the people he works with.
You know, what's interesting about Steyer's rise as a presidential candidate is that we haven't seen one sort of political guru behind this whole effort. A David Axelrod or a Jim Messina, such as took that role in the Obama campaign. In the beginning, when Steyer's activism sort of surfaced here in California, he relied heavily on Chris Lahane, who was a former White House spokesman. He ran he was Gore's press chief press guy in the 2000 presidential race, and he's a well-known, respected Democratic strategist who has since gone on to become Airbnb's global head of communications. But Lahane was advising him in the beginning. Now we're not exactly seeing one big Democratic guru behind him. He has taken on people who have been very veteran in California, like Gil Duran, who worked for Jerry Brown, who worked for Kamala Harris and Dianne Feinstein. But Gil, like many other people, have moved on. Right now, it seems that Tom Steyer's biggest advisor is Tom Steyer, or maybe his brother, Jim Steyer. But the fact is that there are no sort of celebrity Democratic strategists, at least that we can see, that are behind the scenes with Tom.
Carla, what can you say about how Tom Steyer handles criticism?
You know, this is one of the areas where I think Steyer has some challenges, in the sense of, look, he's a very rich guy who has grown up with a silver spoon in his mouth, had some of the best education possible when he grew up in New York. Does he have contact with average folks, and does he have people behind him who can say, who can tell him straight up the criticisms of his campaign? That's the question, because I think a lot of Democrats watching this campaign would have advised Tom Steyer not to go for a presidential run, instead to put that $100 million he's talking about into state legislative races, into key races like trying to defeat Mitch McConnell. Clearly, there are a lot of Democrats who would have given him that kind of very stark criticism, and maybe he's not listening to them, I think some Democrats would be saying. But, you know, Tom Steyer is a guy who has been super successful in business and super successful in education and in philanthropy areas. He is opinionated. He has strong opinions. And whether people can give him the straight-up criticism of his campaign right now, that's the big question, I think.
Okay. Carla, to end this fascinating conversation with you, we like to look from our home state view candidate guests for something interesting or quirky, a footnote about Tom Steyer in this case, a little-known aspect of him to end the conversation. Can you come up with one of those?
Yeah, I think if you're looking at what may be driving Tom Steyer to try to make a difference, I think not a lot of people know that his father, a Jewish Navy veteran in World War II, became one of the prosecutors in the Nuremberg trials. And Steyer has mentioned this not too often, but the fact is that was a role that his father played that made a difference in the world. And I think that may be one of the things when Tom Steyer is looking at this race that he hopes to emulate.
Right, the Nuremberg trials that following the Second World War that put many of the Nazi criminals on trial, convicted
yes.
them, and in some cases put to death. Carla Marinucci, thank you so much. Senior writer for Politico's California Playbook, joining us from the Bay Area with her insights. Carla, fascinating. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.